Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori, broadcasting on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest in finance news. Today's wrap on this Monday, October 27th, 2025, focuses on compelling currents within the Australian dollar or AUD, rising unemployment rates, and changes within the Reserve Bank of Australia's financial conditions. Diving into the world of international economics, we're seeing some ripples from the resurgence of what's known as the USD smile, a phenomenon impacting global currency markets, including our very own AUD. This concept relates the USD's performance to market risk sentiment and relative rate advantages. Given the American Federal Reserve policy shifts, the USD continues to uphold its safe haven status, despite bank volatility. Now, this USD smile tends could see the USD flexing with inflation noticeably shaking up rate hikes, which directly impact the AUD. The Aussie dollar has a sharp eye on global growth and commodity prices, so current geopolitical tensions and advancements in artificial intelligence present some serious challenges. There are favorable conditions for the AUD at present. However, investors aren't relaxing just yet. They remain on high alert due to uncertainties revolving around U.S. banks' credit issues and U.S.-China trade tensions. All these pieces on the chessboard make for a dynamic economic game that could sway market sentiments. Now, shifting towards the local front, we observe some significant changes within Australia's economic landscape. Unemployment peaked at 4.5% recently, the highest we've seen since 2021, sparking a crucial progression towards reliance on the non-market sector. Now, government-funded jobs in healthcare and education now make up almost a third of the workforce. This change of gear comes with its own set of challenges, particularly with state austerity measures and federal cost-reducing strategies in the spotlight, notably the National Disability Insurance Scheme taking a hit. This scenario potentially spells out a state of jobless growth, warns economist Pat Bustamante. And by this, we mean situations where GDP increases aren't echoed by employment growth. If this trend continues to gain momentum, we could be looking at potential interest rate cuts. Westpac forecasts an increase in unemployment to 4.75% by next year and calls for 3 cash rate reductions. The next crucial decisions by the Reserve Bank will rely heavily on this unfolding employment scenario. Addressing the situation, the Reserve Bank of Australia reports an easing in financial conditions post 3 rate cuts this year, bringing the cash rate down to 3.6%. Indications of improved credit availability for households and businesses are emerging, highlighting the importance of constant assessments amid this unpredictable economic climate. However, they caution about adhering strictly to the neutral rate, given its broad range. They suggest looking at other financial indicators like bank funding costs and business debt. Even though consumer spending is robust along with record high housing prices, disinflationary pressures seem to be slowing down. Borrowers might find themselves in favorable lending conditions, but prudence is key here. Keep a close eye on RBA policies and economic indicators to stay afloat in these changing financial waters. Before we sign off, remember that we're with you in navigating these economic waves. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information on personal and business loan finance. I'm Paige Estrotori, and this has been your weekly finance news wrap. Stay informed, stay ahead.